Tri-Cat Night special guest exclusive podcast right here on the tricatnight.org website. Folks, today is May the 10th, 2023, and I hope you all are having a very wonderful and blessed day. As always, we continue to keep the programming and moving along here at Tri-Cat Night, finishing up with Fritz Springmeier. We still got Leo Zagami on the show here in a little bit. Kind of the prophecy expert, Nick Flutu, also joining us right now. We got Toriel Blackstar joining us, so we're going to get the latest Dark Star report, and we'll kick it for the next 25 minutes or so with Terrell breaking down some of the latest current events. Before we do that, just a gentle reminder, follow Tri-Cat across all your major social media outlets. Don't forget, 3 to 10 p.m. Eastern, I'm available consultation-wise. I've got a few to do tonight, and it's been great to get to know some of you Tri-Cat longtime followers and those who've been only with us maybe a year or less. We're also on Substack now, too, by the way, tri-cat.substack.com. Be sure to join that community. I usually post 3 to 5 new pieces of information every day over there, so check that on out. The Marie Julie Dehenny Tri-Cat Night exclusive movie is still available on Vimeo. Vimeo.com. Type in 3 Days of Darkness. Check it on out. Put that one out in October of 2019. And there are daily rentals and purchases. Still going strong with that movie, that documentary. So check it on out. Don't forget to sign up for the Video Club package. It's where all my video interviews go. The Sunday Night Live chats. All the web conferences. And I appreciate all those who have recently donated. Keeps me with the ability to do this work on a full-time basis, especially on the research side of things. So Mary Jones and everyone else who in recent times donated, thank you so much. What else we got going on? Oh, don't forget to send me your special guest suggestions, your articles, your information, your commentaries. And if you want to join me for a podcast, reach on out to me. We'll make that happen. I know we've got some new guests forthcoming over the next month due to your special guest suggestions, so I appreciate that. And sponsorship-wise, if you want to join the sponsorship team, reach on out to me, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a new sponsor to make mention of. And for those living on a homestead or will be living on a homestead, the Wheels family down in the D.C. area has been raising dairy goats for close to 10 years. They've got some available for sale. And I'm going to try to get them onto the show, the Wheels family, so that we can promote this a little bit more adequately on a podcast next month. But they also provide support for raising and the breeding of goats. And the website is doodleacresgoats.net. So make sure you write that one down. Check it on out. And if you've got any questions, too, I'm going to get Astrid's permission, but maybe we'll give you the email. That way she can, behind the scenes, talk to you. Or you can just go to the website and use the contact page there. Samantha Weising, and listen, she's formerly of doTERRA Essential Oils, but now she's got the group St. Catherine's Eagles on MeWe and Facebook. It's a great place where you can buy, sell, or trade homegrown herbs, tinctures, balms, home remedies. Also a great way just to network with other people. So, Samantha, thank you for that. Mary Jackson, promoting the Holy Face Devotion as well as the Golden Arrow Prayer. Mary will be rejoining us again for another great podcast. And Jesus said to Sister Marie of St. Peter, by my face, you're going to attain the conversion of many sinners. And Mary, thank you for all that you are doing. And we've got Chris Gagne inviting all Catholics, knows like by to please remember those who have gone before us. He's promoting two books, Don DeLindo's The Afterlife, as well as Devotion for the Dying by Mother Mary Potter. Chris, keep crusading up there in the Minnesota area with Father Voigt. And you've got Kathleen Loney taking orders for the 3 Days of Darkness kits, as well as the Sacred Heart banners. You can contact her at KathleenLoney@gmail.com. And last but not least, Joe Blazak at 247rosary.com, playing the traditional rosary every half hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They got a Wednesday night rosary call, and especially you can get signed up for it. That would be tonight. And moving forward by contacting Joe at pray@247rosary.com. Having said that, floor is all yours, Terrell. Thanks so much for joining us. And welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, there's I've been showing, as you've been speaking, the what's going on with the garden right from the start to the end. Remember that this is a live video that's being made right now, and you can see that on my Prideon channel. Visit my website, which I'm showing to you right now, and click on update report videos right here at this link, and you'll see the video down in the radio or the podcast section. Then just why I'm here just for a second, I got my EMP Shield affiliate program going again, and I'm going to be showing videos on how to install EMP Shield on vehicles and homes and my backup power system and things like that. So you might want to subscribe to that Brighteon channel to be able to keep up with that, or subscribe to the newsletter program. That'd be the best way to go. Okay, so I'm looking at the bottom of the chart, giving you the Black Star update report, just briefly showing you where we are in the solar system for today. And You are sitting right on the Black Star Sun center line. The black stars between the sun and the right side of the Scorpio constellation. You can see we're almost there. We're going to come into alignment on May the 29th. We're going to have 28th, 29th. The center of the event window is the 29th. And we had a big quake last year on the 26th, 7.2 Peru. We had the big quake the year before on May the 21st. They were predicted in advance. And whenever we go back to the, if you're brand new and haven't seen any of my reports, then there's a black star event timeline I'm showing you right now. And all of these quakes were predicted in advance, except for this 8.8 Chile quake, which the investigation started in January 2011. So you doing the math, you could figure out this one was also on the Earth was passing between the sun and the black star whenever that quake was struck. So you can see here the crossing event is scheduled for currently May the 29th, 2023. Here's the recent quakes. All these were predicted in advance, and we have quakes on the backside alignment too. That'll be coming up on November 29th is when we're going to have one. Pretty predictable, and things have been predicted and have been happening like clockwork since Jupiter left the Black Star Sun center line anyway. Jupiter did mess things up there for a few years. So now I'm back to the chart and showing you these numbers, and a pile of 7 magnitude earthquakes have struck. You can see them here since week 46 of the 2022 Earth orbit cycle. The new orbit cycle began right here in week 1. So since January 1st, look at all the 7s, which has not been normal going to the past. We actually passed through in 2017 and 18 orbit cycles, 2016 and 17, pardon me. We passed through 24 consecutive weeks without a 7 magnitude earthquake. And more recently, we passed through 199 days with only 2. So we have long stretches with none of the 7 magnitude earthquakes, or very few, and now we're seeing a pile of them. They're starting to pile up again. The last 5 right here that I'm circling all struck in the same location between Indonesia and Fiji in what I characterize as the seismic volcanic origination zone. That's where the head of the super plume that I showed you the image of here earlier, this super plume, I'm showing you a picture of it right now, has grown out of control. It has been driving the global tectonic volcanic dynamic for the last 2 decades at least. And that's what I've been tracking. And there are many, many anomalies in the chart if you've been following my research. But right now I'm just showing a pile of 7s that have, and these last 5 in particular. And actually, when you go back to this year, every single one of these quakes struck in the origination zone except 2. I'm showing you here on the chart, the Turkey quakes along quarter 3 right here. All the rest of them are striking in the origination zone. This is part of the global tectonic fault line unzipping phenomenon that's taking place. If I went back in time and showed you in the charts, I can show you these quakes striking in the origination zone and then spreading throughout all the way across the planet. Like an eggshell cracking is what's happening to our planet as the black star gets closer and closer. It has electromagnetic influence over this superplume, and it is causing our planet to grow from the inside, from the Earth mantle transition zone, which I'm showing you right now, the Earth mantle transition zone, 410 to 660 kilometers deep. The superplume is growing through the horn formations. It's growing out of control now. It's made so many of these mantle plume connections. It's growing, 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 growing. And it's pushing, it's separating the tectonic plates. That's what eventually leads to this scenario, the Scallion Map scenario. If you Google Forbes magazine and Scallion Maps, you'll see there's a 2015 article that they update every now and then, includes this map. This is what's going to happen to the world because of the science that I'm showing you right now. Because of what's coming from space. What's coming from space is the invisible collapse binary twin to our sun. And it comes every 3,600 years. It caused Noah's flood. It caused the earth changes in the days of Moses and Joshua. It caused the great deluge that's referred to even before that. So whenever the earth is in the wrong place at the wrong time, the earth gets tipped over. And the elite know this is going to happen. This is written about by the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5, the sudden destruction, the destruction that comes suddenly. It's going to be a May event, and if it's this cycle, if it's the next cycle. So we know, coming on these alignments, the black star is getting closer and closer and closer. What we don't know is how much more slowly it's going to slow down, because it has a magnetic repulsion relationship with the sun. So it's defying everything that astronomers know about physics by having that magnetic repulsion relationship, discovered by a Canadian student, by the way. So now, looking at the chart, we've gone now 17 consecutive weeks with at least 1.6 magnitude earthquake, which is, that's really rare for that to happen. If you go up above, you'll see zeros are pretty common. If you go back for the last 10 years, you'll see that they're pretty common, zeros. But the record was just set recently. I'm showing you on the chart where it ended, 51 consecutive weeks. That might be the longest run in recorded history, 6 magnitude earthquakes. Then we have a pile of zeros that come up through here, and now we've started another run of consecutive weeks. It's up to 17 on the 6 magnitude earthquakes. 5 magnitude earthquakes. There are patterns that I describe in my update reports. 3 of the last 4 weeks now are 30 or above, whenever there were no 30s in the 5 previous weeks. And you can see a similar pattern with the 2.54 magnitude earthquakes. 3 out of the last 4 weeks have been 300 or more. And when you go back in time, I can show you long runs, months and months and months, where you didn't have any over 300. So that's what I do every week. Every line that you see going back to 2011 is a Earth Change Update report. One of those is going to be made tomorrow. That's going to finalize this newsletter. Then it's going to be uploaded to the 2023 Dropbox folder. So Earth is coming apart. The superplume is testifying of the Earth changes. So the birth pangs that from 1 Thessalonians 5, those are the Earth changes. There's a pattern in these earthquakes that's happening. And that's what I'm doing, is keeping up with the Earth changes and giving you guys weekly reports for newsletter subscribers and those that are keeping up with the Brighteon. So that's where we are right now. We're going to come into alignment on May the 29th. We'll have another big earthquake event, or the Earth is going to be tipped over and it's going to wipe out more than 90%. The destruction is going to come suddenly, just like Paul says.
What about, with the Earth changes, that's very interesting. If we do get a big quake there on the 29th, because in conjunction with what's happening on the economic side, we got that X date for the global ceiling debt or whatnot that Yellen's been talking about. She said as of June 1st, we might default on that. That would be very interesting within a matter of days. We could see all kinds of crazy Earth changes and maybe the beginning of the end on the economic side. But what's your take? What's happening economically?
Okay, I highly recommend the Economic Ninja. If you haven't heard of him before, he has ninjas that he listens to. He's a guy that I pay attention to. And if you go down in this newsletter, you'll see a report, his report. And what he says and what I believe is that we're on the precipice of something really, really big that's happening. The biggest thing that's happened in the last 50 years is happening right now, the M2 supply. Most people talk about the M1. M2 supply, which is, it's a lengthy definition, but basically you're talking about deposits in banks. And if I could show you the chart, it would be going up, 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 up since the mid-1970s, up, 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 up. And then in 2008, whenever we had this supposed crisis, it just flatlined a little bit. Well, what's happening right now is there's a dip that has not ever happened before in our lifetimes. It is, the Economic Ninja says that you have a week to 2 weeks, and then we're going to see economic collapse, is what he's saying. And just as we're coming up in the alignment with the Black Star. This is coming up on, we're seeing escalation of events. You see the escalation at the border, for example, and they're piling millions and millions and millions of illegals in here. And for me, Title 42 doesn't mean anything, but apparently for a bunch of illegals, then it does. Though you know that the catch and bus program, the pilot program came out in 2014. This has all been planned long in advance, and that everybody's rushing the border from all over the world. The CIA has been working with the cartels for the last decade to make this happen. So what they're doing is they're piling them in to create more demand for diminishing resources. That this is going to cause the collapse to be catastrophic. We're on the precipice of an economic collapse, and all the money cards that they're getting, their phones, everything's going to stop working. along with them, if you're following Michael Yon and Mike Adams interviews, that he's keeping up with the number of Chinese coming across the border. They're coming across the border by the tens of thousands from China, military age men that appear to be, I mean, people are speculating, we don't know for sure, they appear to be herded together into terror cells around the country. And some of the attacks on the food you've been hearing about, that appears to be going on. You notice they're not catching anybody. This appears to be orchestrated. We are under attack by the lettered agencies in combination with the four nationals that are coming across the border. So what it looks like is, if you haven't seen the movie Dragon Day, you need to check that out, because there's going to be a lot of similarities with the Chinese, with the chipsets, with what the back doors that they have into them, the way that they can shut everything down.
Health bracelet, yeah.
Yeah, that's very, very good. I hope that you guys will check it out. And the thing to realize is, like with Pearl Harbor, the U.S. military knew 3 weeks ahead before Pearl Harbor happened. They let it happen so that they could drag us into the war, the military-industrial complex at the time. Similarly, that's what's going on right now. We're getting ready to be invaded. Every time you hear China going to invade Taiwan, their ships are loaded. They're ready to go. It's going to be on the other side of this collapse. So let me share with you just for a second your threat assessment and the worst case scenario. That's what we should be preparing for. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but we prepare for the worst and hope for the best, right? So the worst case scenario is that, you know, they have a gigantic, over a mile long landing strip just on the other side of the border in Mexico, built by the richest guy in China. That is going to be part of the way they're going to invade. You know, the Mexicans and the Canadians are joining BRICS with all of Central America. You know that, right? The South America. All the OPEC Plus, the Africa, it's a plan that's happening. It's just, we're like the husband with a cheating spouse. We're the last one to know here in the United States. It's not being kept up with. We're being distracted by everything that they can distract us with. But we're on the precipice. This M2 collapse that's happening is going to send regional banks. They're going to be absorbed at the other side of this. And this could just be 30 days away, guys. On the other side of this, there's going to be far, far, far fewer banks. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of failures that are going to happen. And it's being orchestrated on purpose so that, which you guys know, they're pushing us into that digital currency, the central bank digital currency. That's what they're doing. We appear to be right on the edge of that right now. So when you look at everything from container ship demand to the people that can't plant because they can't get fertilizer, you look at the whole spectrum of things. So we're in a whole bunch of trouble. Identify your threats, create your contingencies, and execute on time. On top of that, the activation of the biological weapon that everybody's carrying around. So in my recent reports I'm sharing, Mike Adams and others, Jeffrey Prather, you should listen to him. You should listen to Todd Callender also. They know, they have DARPA contacts that are telling them that the biological weapon is being carried by everybody. And the components are in everybody. There's no such thing as pure bloods. The transfection is happening, and it's spreading to everything, not just people, animals, everything. So it's in the food supply, it's in everything. And those biological weapon components are going to be activated using a series of electromagnetic pulses. Whenever that happens, the zombie apocalypse is going to start. It includes a kill switch, and it includes activation of chimeras that are inside. Everybody talks about the spike protein around this biological weapon. They're not talking about the payload, what's on the inside. That's what's going to be activated. Whenever the series of pulses come in, they're going to take down cities with these EMP pulses. Over 2,000 surveys have been done over the United States using balloons and planes. If you listen to Monkey Works guy, over 2,000 of them in the last 60 days. So they're charting, they're planning to, it's like we're in the grips of a giant serpent that's tightening its grip and getting ready to swallow us whole. That's the scenario that I'm seeing. So again, identify your threats. Protect yourself against the biological weapon. Be one of the ones that appear to be immune because you have the nanosilver in your system and the sodium borate that stops the AI from being able to command the nanobots inside your body. And the silicon-based life form, that's a Hydra-based silicon-based life form. I know this is a lot to try to absorb, but that's been my research since this thing has started. I'm going to be right that this Hydra organism is being found all over the body. It's growing out of control. It's found in people's eyeballs. And it is an intermediary for communication between AI, which is a silicon-based life form, and you, a carbon-based life form. So that's the transhumanism aspect of what they're trying to do. They're transforming people into Borg. At the same time, you see AI is exploding everywhere. Robots, automation. Okay, what they're doing is they're taking the robots and they are moving them toward being human, like Borg, a half-half. And they're doing the same thing with humans, pushing them in the direction of the being a machine, Borg. And then they're going to skew the line in the middle so that there's everybody's going to be manipulated by AI in what amounts to a real-world simulation. I know it's a lot to try to absorb. If you subscribe to the Survival Group, subscribe to the newsletter program, you can have access to a lot more information. But visit my website, and you can get a ton of information to help you to identify these threats and to neutralize these threats the best that we can. The object is to stay out of the way until the Lord God brings us home. To be around as long as possible. Go ahead.
In addition to that, things picking up in the Middle East too, as well. Israel taking out top three Islamic Jihad leaders. They're preparing for retaliatory strikes. We're keeping our eyes on that too. On the prepping side of things, Terrell, anything different over the last month? Any new projects or anything?
That's what I was showing whenever this began, my gardening project. I'm doing things a little bit different. I'm showing you right now tomato plants. I'm growing them in 7-gallon bags, and they are sitting in water. And there's a soaker hose system. So, and everything's is, as soon as I get it all tweaked, so I'm zooming in right now and showing you there's valves all over the place. And I'm figuring out the entire system pressurizes and tweaking the valves. And then I'm going to put a timer on it. So that makes my job a lot easier this year than last year. But, it's springtime. And so right now it is about gardening. It's about, tomato plants and cucumbers and squash and carrots and things like that. So that's what I'm doing right now. Also, guns and ammo. The prices have gone down some, and identify your threats. It's the way I see things shaking out is they're going to cut off the power, and they're going to try to cut you off, and then we're going to see military personnel carriers. These vehicles going up and down, and they are going to be there just to help. We're from the government. We're here to help. And they're going to try to starve you out of your house. And then they're going to say, well, we have plenty of room down at the FEMA camp. That's where they're going to try to corral people. If you step back and look, you'll see they're corralling us right now economically through the collapsing of the banks. We're moving through the contagion phase right now. That is going to, and I'll make the report whenever we begin the collapse phase. We are not there yet, but we could be there in a week. Whenever you see half a dozen banks collapse in a day, then we're beyond the contagion to the collapse. But what they're doing is, and if you listen to the Economic Ninja, he uses the same characterization of the dam is going to break. They're putting their fingers in the dike and they're papering everything over. But whenever it collapses, it's going to be catastrophic. So the longer they paper it over, the longer this contagion phase goes, the collapse is going to start. The cascade is going to be only in a week or two. And that's whenever you have hundreds of banks that are collapsing. The thing is going to happen very, very rapidly. So I would expect at the same time, they're going to execute Project Sandman that I'm sure you heard about. So reserve dollars are going to come flooding back in. There's going to be, the supply chain is going to collapse. There's a lot of companies, truckers, you name it, along the supply chain, they're losing their line of credit because the interest rates are going up too high. So this orchestration, it's an orchestrated collapse of what's happening, and all of a sudden Mad Max is going to be everywhere, and then you are going to be demanding martial law. That's what they're doing. That's what they're orchestrating on purpose. So it's the same answer: identify your threats, create your contingencies, execute on time. You're going to have to arm yourself. You're going to have to find yourself a local. We have a guy, Rex, that's here in Northwest Arkansas, part of our group. Pardon me. He's ex-military and ex-detective here, and he's our go-to guy, and he provides education. He provides the kind of information you need. Going to the gun shops is going to get you registered and get you confiscated. So think things through. Again, identify your threats, create your contingencies, and execute on time. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, well said. We're just about out of time, and I've had the Economic Ninja on twice. I probably should reach back out to him. It's been probably close to a year since I've had him on the show. But yeah, good stuff there. And anything else you want to add before you let go? I'm looking at the time here. We're already 25 minutes in.
Okay. Really, yeah, some little shameless promotion. I'm over at the website right now, and you don't have to use PayPal if you don't want to. You can use Zelle now. You can use Cash App. Write to me at my email address down here at the bottom. You can go checks, money orders. People send me seeds, silver. You know, I'll barter with you. You know, whatever you want to do. And then you can subscribe to this newsletter program. It's still just $25 a year, which has been for the last decade. Survival Group, as soon as you subscribe, then I'm going to answer your notification and send you your threat assessment information. At least get your threat assessment information, whether you decide to join the Survival Group program or not. You're also going to get a copy of my book, The Mystery Explained, attached, Seeing God's Wisdom Hidden in Plain Sight. That's 555 pages, 80 color-coded diagrams. Watch these six videos right here in the scripture section as an intro. And you can have access to all that, you know, by subscribing today. And then Black Star Report, you can download this newsletter that I'm working on. Everything is accessed through Dropbox. You don't need a Dropbox account. You don't need a password, username, or anything. And then you get discounts on your nanosilver, and you get $800 worth of nanosilver, makes 15 liters, high-quality nanosilver. If you need more information, Chris can give you all the information that you want about it.
Yeah.
And then
I talked to him actually last week. I got to get some from him. I've been so busy, man. I haven't been able to circle back. But yeah.
Well, right here at the website, and if you guys, even if you're not a newsletter subscriber, just let me know that you are with Eric, and you can subscribe right here in the subscriber section, even if you don't have a newsletter subscription, and I'll pay for your shipping and handling too. You're going to get thousands of dollars worth of stuff for $100, and I'm going to pay the shipping for you and get your nanosilver and be on your nanosilver regimen. You're going to get education, because whenever they activate that biological weapon, if you haven't been on nanosilver and sodium borate, you are already infected and you're transfected with the biological weapon components. Activation is going to happen, and you're done. So I really would hope that you'll take advantage of that. Why you still can. I don't know if you know or not, but the USPS mail carriers are being assaulted more and more every single day.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of areas they do not deliver to, and that's going to continue to expand until whole cities are not going to be able to get USPS. And on the other side of this collapse, the day is going to come when what you have is what you got. And you're not going to have a doctor, you're not going to have a pharmacy, and nanosilver is a natural antibacterial, antifungal, antipathogen, antiviral. It's vital to your survival strategy. It really, really is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everyone, you know, likes to focus in on water and food, obviously, but that's one of the things I'm going back through this month. That's why I contacted Chris, is I got to get more and more stuff on the medical side, you know, general supplies, medical side, so. All good stuff, Terrell. And thanks for stopping by, folks. We got to keep the shows moving along. My goodness, a busy day in the studio here. We thank Terrell for joining us. And we now have Nick Flew going to be joining us. And he's going to propose the question, USA 2025 or USSA 2025, as bad as things are getting. Until next time, my good friends, stay safe and God bless. This is up, Terrell. Appreciate the time. And we got your book for next month, so we're all straight.
June 8th. I'll be talking to you again. Thank you.
Take care.